Hey y'all, if you are listening to this, it means that I am on vacation in Minnesota. It is my birthday, and I am celebrating turning 29. What do you got going on today? So, I wanted to start off this bonus episode. Yeah, that's right, Shaggy. This is a bonus episode. So, I wanted to give a little fun fact about chocolate biting midge. Does anybody know what those are? Other terms, if you are from Florida or know what no-see-ums are, very annoying little insects, but they help pollinate cacao flowers. So these insects are small enough to crawl into flowers, so small that they have a hard time even carrying pollen from flower to flower. So it's very inefficient for these chocolate biting midge to pollinate. And the flower only lasts a day or two before falling off. So these midges need shade, high humidity, layer of rotten leaves in the nursery. The larvae develop on human ground floors of rainforests. Only about 3 out of 1,000 cacao flowers are successfully pollinated and then make the fruit. So on average, one tree produces barely 11 pounds of chocolate in its 25 years of living, which for a reference, that is one Kit Kat for every 3 months worth of production from one tree. And that is all thanks to those chocolate midges. So that was a fun fact from the book Buzz Sting Bite. Not sure how many of you love going to the farmers markets, but I am starting to get involved with way more farmers markets in my area. So I am partnered up with Zephyr Gill's Mushroom Farm currently, also selling some of Desert Alchemist tinctures. Oh my god, if you haven't tried those, go check out his website below. Yeah, I ordered so many different tinctures and people are loving them. People obviously really love the sleep spell. Having that natural way of falling asleep, I tried it multiple days in a row and I've been sleeping so sound and I'm remembering my dreams again. You know how sometimes you don't remember dreams, but you know that you dream. But yeah, now when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I actually feel rested. I'm remembering my dreams. So thank you, Desert Alchemist, for making amazing tinctures. And also, this weekend I will be, well, when you're listening to this, this already happened, but I am creating some samples for people for the matcha, Lion's Mane matcha that he has for sale as well, called Green Lion. And I'm super excited for that. So excited to have more things at the farmers market and also partaking in different ones coming in the next few months. I am also happy to announce that I will be going to OP Fungi Fest, which is Olympic Peninsula Fungi Fest. And so that is being put on with Howard and David. So I have been in contact with them, a few more people too. So I wanted to just say thank you to all the people putting on this amazing second year festival out in Washington, October 13th, 14th, and 15th. Also, huge. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Alan Rockefeller, for being on my podcast and just having a great conversation. I released our episode last week, so go listen to that as well. Yeah, huge shout out. He actually did a whole post on the podcards that I make. If you don't know what that is, every time somebody's on my episode, I create a podcard specialized for you, the guest that was on my podcast. And it's a picture of them, their title of the episode, and then it says, like, I was on Flora Funga Podcast. So it's just something that I've been making, putting it on cardstock and sending it out to all my guests in color. And so I personally purchase all of these. I have a guy at Safe Ship, which is where I make all of my things. And so shout out to John for putting up with my bullshit and making these podcards for me and Yeah, he actually had an extra 3D printer that he was getting rid of. So Kevin took it. And so now we are creating so many different things with this 3D printer. So thank you, John from SafeShip, for helping me with that. And thank you, Alan, for posting a whole social media post about him being on here. I've got tons of reach from that post. So yeah, I just really appreciate you and all the work that you do. So hopefully I can see you at OP Fungi Fest, and hopefully I can see other people there as well. I also got in all of my materials for making and growing my own spirulina. So I got the culture in the mail yesterday. Wow. If you can't hear, I feel like I have really bad allergies right now. It's ragweed season, so if anybody's allergic to that, you know. Yeah, it's a thing. I also just got my microgreen seeds in the mail as well. So my idea with that is to grow, obviously, microgreens, but we have tons of that nutrient-dense mushroom compost that we have been creating from the leftover mushroom bags. And so repurposing that and growing the microgreens from that, I was reading some research studies on the nutrients that you get if you actually grow them out of compost. I want to try that, so look forward to some of those videos coming soon. I just went to a networking event called Networking at 9 with a few ladies here in Florida, and they get together pretty often, and they're all small businesses, so shout out to all of those people. And just helping me out, helping me and Kevin out, we went to meet some people, and they actually gave us some really good headway of how to get our name out there and just putting on more of these farmers markets. So that was a huge help. I also got my banner in the mail and my business card. So I'm feeling pretty strong about Flora Funga Podcast. Yeah, that's just, I'm just really excited about it. I also want to do another giveaway. I just thought of one. So we just got that 3D printer. So submit a project idea of what we should make with our 3D printer, and the best idea will win a prize. And I am willing to do a t-shirt again, or I have the book, The Hidden Life of Trees. So I'll give you the two options. Giveaway has started. DM me at Flora Funga Podcast on any social media platform, or you can also shoot me an email, floraandfungapodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit my website, and you can actually do a whole contact page from that. So it's florafungapodcast.com/contact. Submit your best projects of 3D printing. Go! Some future interviews will be coming up in, October. I can't believe it's going to be October already. So I have my fairy ring conversation with Mike, the fairy ring guru. Super excited for that. Tovia, I got a chat with Melanie from the Mason Ghost Mushrooming. Mycelium Materials. Oh my gosh. Cannabis Cowboy. Full Circle Mushroom. Mycolove. I have, the guy that does cotton candy grapes. Yeah, I'm interviewing that guy. Wow. Who else? Dr. Jed, who does the microgreen study. Danielle. Mike Ozine and Will. I just secured my interview with Will coming up in November. So yeah, I'll be very busy. I besides that fungi festival, the wedding, the birthday that I have, and yeah, I'm having at least one interview a week through until December. So yeah, let me know if you want to be a guest on the podcast, or you know somebody. You can also, contact me out that website that I said before, www.florafungapodcast.com/contact. Let me know. Let me know if you have a topic that you want me to cover. Just want to keep educating. So that's what I'm doing this for. Let me know how I can make your podcasting experience even better. But yeah, I'm very excited to chat with Will from Mycosymbiotics. And actually, I'm going to ask him about algae growing, because he is very keen on that as well. And I know that he's talked about mushrooms and cordyceps and all of those things that he's more an expert in, but also I don't think anybody's really asking him about his algae farm, his spirulina, so I really want to do that. So yeah, I guess a few last things I want to say is I have some new subs from YouTube, and yeah, no, things are moving. So thank you for everybody who supports me. You can support me by joining my Patreon, which is as little as $1 a month. Everything really helps me, but you can also just leave a review. Just contact me, let me know I'm doing a good job, or you want to see something new that I haven't done, because I am putting in the work to edit all these videos for you. So yeah, I'm on all social media platforms, TikTok even. So yeah, I'm making videos, I'm editing, I'm getting down and nerdy, I'm getting out in the public, and having some presentations, so that's going to be also coming soon. Having some more in public speaking of the importance of fungi, which I think everybody agrees with if you are listening to this podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of my scientists. Have a great week, and go learn something new today. Peaches. Tired of feeling drained and lethargic? Wish you could boost your energy levels naturally and stay focused throughout the day with no crash? I've been struggling with this problem too. Thank you to Sovereignty's Purpose for the ultimate energy of the day. Imagine a world where you wake up feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to conquer any challenge that comes your way. With Sovereignty, you live your life with purpose. Whether you're tackling a project, powering through a workout, or simply need a pick-me-up during the day, Purpose is carefully crafted with a powerful combination of amazing ingredients like green coffee bean extract, cordyceps, ashwagandha, bacopa, beet juice, hemp blend, green tea extract, cherry, blueberry, broccoli, kale, and turmeric extract. All of this is only 25 calories and 115 milligrams of caffeine, with no jitters and no crashes. Harness this adaptogenic blend of benefits in your next smoothie, drink, cocktail, or dessert. Whether you're an entrepreneur, farmer, business professional, or student, Purpose has got your back. No more sluggish afternoons, and hello productivity that lasts. Grab your blend with 10% off using the code KK10 on sovereignty.co. That's SOVEREIGNTY.CO, and use KK20 for 20% off at checkout.